In a nod to Princess Kaiulani, we explored her Scottish roots in a story last week. Today, we take you to the English seaside, where the young Hawaii royal spent years, several years, under the watchful eye of governess Phoebe Rook. Jane Caudry teaches creative media at the college in Brighton and Hove. She used the princess's story to teach her students a bit of the town's connection with the islands and produce an art film entitled A Princess in Hove. It was through the eyes of Kaiulani's governess and took us to the flat where she once lived with the princess. Take a listen.
Young lady. She was barely 17. A child. Her mother dead. Sent over from Hawaii to learn how to become a lady. A queen. Well, I'd assured Mr. Davis, her guardian, that nothing would be left to chance. My preparation of a future monarch, albeit one from a tiny group of Pacific islands, would be exact in every department. I would at all times, and in every way, remain diligent as to the import of my role. But she was still a child, for all that. I was told later, after everything that happened, of how she had first described me in a letter to her aunt. Mr. Davis has kindly found a lady who will look after
and be a sort of mother to me while I am in Brighton.
Jane Caudry's film was screened last summer in France as part of the 25th anniversary of Halau Hula Oma Noa, a Paris halau which traveled to Brighton to teach a hula created in honor of the princess. It was performed at a pavilion on the shoreline. Director Jane Caudry recalls the making of the film.
She was so very young when she was here, and it was quite a special time in her life. And, you know, it was a very long way from home. It must have seemed very strange and very different to her. And I just sort of felt an empathy for her. And I felt that people in Brighton and Hove needed to know about it. And Brighton is a place where I think it's always attracted interesting people. We have quite a collection of eccentric people who have lived here over the years. And it's part of the story that I felt people needed to know about, really.
And I know when I visited Brighton and went through the pavilion, you know, I can just imagine what it was like for the princess when she lived there for several years.
Yes. I mean, it was very different back then, of course. In 1892, it was, not really much more than a village at the time. Brighton was made famous by George IV, who came here and made it a resort town. So people used to come here and take the waters and come for the health. And I think it was, you know, a place that she came for her education, and it was before she came out officially. So she was never officially presented to Queen Victoria. So she was sort of slightly under the radar while she was here. She wasn't, you know, in the newspapers as such. It was a time where, you know, it was all about her education. I felt that she formed a very special relationship with Phoebe Rook. And my little film is, we were trying to present that, really, because I think for Phoebe Rook, who was all about education, she sort of committed herself to trying to help the princess who was intended to be queen. And I think it was quite a special relationship between the two of them.
And so what was it like filming in the actual unit where she lived?
It was very special. We were in, it was very, very, you know, it was very kind of the people who lived in that house to let us to use their apartment. It was really lovely just being in that part of Brighton and Hove where she would have been, the street she would have used, the church she would have gone to, and the walk down through the gardens to the seafront where you've got the little pavilion, which she would have known, you know, and you can't help but feel a sort of connection to her and the sea looking out. Hawaii must have felt like a very long way away. It felt quite special. And as you know, we did a little performance of the dance in the pavilion on the seafront with some girls from Brighton City College, where I teach. And, you know, for them, Hawaii is a long way away. And I think it was very special for them to be involved with the dance and to learn something that was very new and very different. I think it felt very special for them.
Right, because they were about the same age that the princess was when she lived down in Brighton.
That's right, yeah. About the same age as the princess, and you know, their lives are very different. But I think it was nice for them to have this sense of a connection with somebody from a long time ago. To have that connection felt quite special. I teach in a college for students sort of 16 to 19. It was great to get everybody involved. So we had students doing makeup and doing the photography, helping with the dance and helping with the filming and the editing. It was very much a felt like a community project. So they gained quite a lot from doing it.
Did you have a little screening there in Brighton when you finished
the
film?
Yes, we did. Yes, we screened both the films. And we were part of the Brighton Festival in May. That would have been the year before last. Yeah.
Okay, but we have yet to really screen it here, and you have to come.
Well, I'd love to, but it is a long way away. Yes, I'd love to come and screen it in Hawaii, and it'll be interesting to look at other parts of her story, like you mentioned Jersey and the part of the life which was in Paris, which I think was also very important. And I'd be very interested to see Hawaii. Obviously, is a key part of the story. You know, she was a young woman who was very brave, and she had to put her, you know, she was perhaps quite naturally shy and reticent, but had to be very brave and put herself forward to speak up for herself and her country, which I think was an important connection to make with the young people here. Other than that, I think, it was a very enjoyable and fantastic part to be something to be part of, really.
Right, because you were able to bring that bit of history alive again.
I think so, yeah.
Tell us what it was like when you were able to actually track down the apartment where she lived.
Well, I just went and knocked on the door and said, hello, do you know that there used to be a Hawaiian princess that lived in your house? Which obviously they didn't, and were quite surprised and delighted. It sounds very exotic and quite different to you know, it's just not what you expect. And the young couple who lived there were very welcoming and open, and allowed us to come in and film in the apartment and to look around, which was great. We filmed there. We filmed in the streets locally, and we showed the film and a small exhibition at Hope Museum of the artwork that had been involved in the film. And it meant that local people were able to come and visit and learn a little bit about the princess and her time here, which was very successful.
So it was well received.
Yes, it was. Yes. Yeah. No, it's had a lot of interest, which has been really good.
Well, hopefully you can get over here someday.
I'd love to.
And any plans for part two?
Well, I don't know, really. It would be interesting to look at other parts of her life. And, we have a fourth plinth. I don't know whether you know about it. In London, they have temporary exhibitions often in the fourth plinth, which is where the statues in Trafalgar Square. But we have a plinth in Hove. And I was thinking it would be lovely to have the statue of the princess here. So maybe that's a project that I could look at trying to raise interest in that.
And that was Jane Coldry, who produced an art film about Princess Kaiulani's time in Brighton, England, told through the eyes of her governess. To learn more, check out hawaiipublicradio.org. And we close out with a snippet of the film.
Kaiulani, princess. I will write you a poem for your going away, here, in your pocketbook. I will read it to you in the shade of the mighty banyan tree. It is to remind you of your island home, so that when you come to the land of your father and the rain beats upon the window, as it surely will, you will be minded to recall the soft showers and gentle warmth of your Hawaii. Remember your people, your friends, and remember me, your humble poet, Robert Louis Stevenson. Forth from her land to mine she goes, the island maid, the island rose, light of heart and bright of face, the daughter of a double race. Her Her islands here in southern sun shall mourn their Kai Iulani gone. And I, in her dear banyan shade, look vainly for my little maid.